Are you ready to make this summer your family's best one yet? Well, of course you are. But what does the best one yet look like to you? In order to have the best, greatest summer, you need to have time to plan it. Today is step 4 of our summer success strategies, and we're going to take it head on. Today we're talking about planning, something that's absolutely necessary if you're going to have that smooth sailing summer. Today, we're going to create a visual summer calendar that works for you and your family. Why a visual calendar? It's because our kiddos do better when they have a visual calendar. It's one of the ways that you can eliminate some of the strife and you can increase some of the communication, especially for our kiddos that have some speech or language delays. I did my best to describe without visuals because this podcast is audio. If there's anything you're questioning, just email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com, and I'm so happy to explain what I meant. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist? And you wonder, what do they do? And how can I help? If these are similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language, or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned. Because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice, and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today, as we talk about summer planning, I am gearing it for you parents that are tired of repeating yourself and that have kids that just don't seem to listen. Do you know that you can tell that complaining child to consult the calendar? It's true. If you do it right, it is empowering for the child. And if you do it wrong, it is sarcasm and it will discourage your child. So be sure when you use this strategy to direct them happily as you remember that they are learning. The conflict doesn't need to be between you and them. You can allow them to go check the calendar by themselves and ask them, what did the calendar say? But do you know how to do it well? You will need to listen to today's episode to find out. Now, our kids often forget. Their memory for things that they are told is limited by their understanding, by their knowledge, and by their attention span, and more. Our kiddos are capable of accomplishing so much when they are given the right tools, especially tools that are geared towards a child's brain. Well, one of those tools is the visual calendar that we talk about in today's episode. There are many more tools, too. And how would you like to know some more of those tools, especially the tools that help our kiddos to listen better? Ha, it is true. Barking at our kids to listen does not help them to learn to listen. But you learning the listening skills that your child is developing, now that is powerful. So mark your calendars for May 13th at 10 a.m. and join me for an interactive webinar where you will learn about listening skills. And we will dive deeply into the various types of listening skills and how strengthening them can significantly improve your child's capacity to follow directions and to learn speech and language skills. So you will find a link in the show notes for a free interactive webinar. and click on the link and sign up, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Here is step 4.
Welcome back. Now it is step 4. Step 4 in the summer success strategies, preparations so that we can have a fabulous summertime. The first day was your brainstorming about your goals, your wishes, your wants. The second day was pick some of your priorities. And these were brainstorming and priorities for family, for your kids, and for yourself. Parents, don't forget yourself. And then day 3 was then you get to talk to your kids. And we talked about the way to do it. So if you haven't listened to step 1, 2, or 3, go back, do them in order. They're short, and that will help you know exactly how to do it successfully instead of skipping steps. Because if you go out of order, things get a little bit more chaotic to try to sort, and then you've got apologies to make, and it's not as good. So here's what we've got for step 4. Step 4 is when you get to plan. You get to actually start the planning now. So I want you to go to your computer and pull up a blank calendar document. And that would be 3 pages. So you've got June, July, and August that are just blank. Maybe you want to draw them, but I want you to have 2 sets, 2 Junes, 2 Julys, and 2 Augusts. The first one is because you're going to wreck it. That's the way it goes. We end up scribbling and changing our mind a lot. And so the first one is just for that. And then after you've marked it all up, then you can transfer the information you do want into the second calendar. Now, why are we doing it on paper? It's because you're going to post your summer calendar on the wall, somewhere where everybody's going to see it. And then that way, the kids will start to be responsible for knowing, oh, here's today. This is what we're doing. It helps to avoid some of those arguments about what it is that kids want to do last minute when they just think of something and all of a sudden that's all that's on their mind. And then you can just tell them, go look at the calendar. And then the argument isn't between you two. They can go argue with that calendar. And then there's a lot more peace in your home. So there's ultimately what we're going to be going towards. So the next thing I want you to do is you have your main ideas of what you want to do, those things that were circled. You've got some ideas for your kids, and you've circled the ones that are realistic that you think you can do. Now, I want you to place them into the calendar. So, for example, if you chose that you want to go camping, now is time to start having conversations with your work calendar, with your spouse, with, you know, whatever it is that you have said yes to or must do this summer. Find out where those vacations, those bigger trips fit. You put in anything that is like people's weddings and graduation parties and birthdays, any of the other things that are already planned, you put them in. Take a highlighter and cross off those days. Don't put more than one thing in on a day, because if you want to have relax and peace in the summer, give yourself some white space. All right. Basically, that's already it. You're going to look at your calendars. You're going to print 2 of each month. You're going to take out 1 of each month, and you're going to start plotting all the things you already know. That would be all the events that are already happening, and everything that, and the vacation time you might have from work. And when you get all of that in, you start to look at the things that you want and which things can fit in there. Which things of those most lovely for you things can we fit in the different spaces? If you aren't sure what I mean by what it is that I'm saying, you are always welcome to email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com, and I would be happy to have that conversation with you. Thank you for joining me today. Happy planning! I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope you learned something. And here's a reminder, click in the show notes below and join me for an interactive webinar on May 13th. I hope to see you there. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children?
I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review, and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.